Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now to that news that a young girl has died and three other people have been seriously injured in a collision between a car and a van in County Donegal yesterday evening. The crash happened on the R240 at Glentoher, Carndonagh, shortly after 6:30 yesterday. The editor with Donegal Daily, Stephen Maguire, is with me on the line. Stephen, thanks for taking our call. What do we know at this stage about what happened?
Morning, Claire. Well, news began to filter through last night around 7 p.m. of a serious crash on, as you say, on the Inishowen Peninsula. We went making calls then at around 10 p.m. Then local Gardaí issued a social media post stating that a serious road traffic collision had taken place and that the road at Glentoher in Carndonagh, which is on the Inishowen Peninsula, as I said, would be closed overnight. Now, later last night, Gardaí then confirmed that the collision had taken place between a car and a van and that, unfortunately, a young girl had been fatally injured. Three others in the car, say, all understood to be members of the same family. They were rushed to Auchnagavin Hospital in Derry for emergency treatment.
And there's been no update on their condition this morning, has there?
No, but they said that they did say that last night that they were in a serious condition last night, which is obviously doesn't sound too good, like, you know, but in general, they haven't issued any updated statement this morning.
And the area where the crash happened, the stretch of road, Stephen, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's quite a rural area. A lot of Inishowen is rural. It's a very big peninsula, which is part of Donegal. It's actually the same size as Leitrim. So it's kind of it's a very big, vast area. As I say, quite rural. This crash happened between Carndonagh and Quigley's Point. It's quite a busy road, and it twists and turns, and it's also straight parts of the road. But we understand that where this actual impact happened was on a bend.
Okay, and the road is still closed, isn't it? And the Gardaí are looking for help.
Yeah.
They're looking for witnesses, anyone who might have footage.
Yeah, the road is still closed, as I say, Claire, and Gardaí, the forensics officers, are still at the scene carrying out the investigations as to what possibly caused this tragedy on the latest to happen in Inishowen Road. I spoke to Inspector Sean McDade. He's head of the Garda Traffic Corps this morning, and he has appealed for witnesses, particularly any road users in the area, he said, who may have like camera footage or dash cam, to contact them at Pontcranna Garda Station.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for bringing us up to date with that sad news. Stephen Maguire, their editor with the Donegal Daily, and I'm also joined now by Father Con McLaughlin, who's the parish priest in Carndonagh. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Father McLaughlin, I know this is awful news for the community in Donegal to wake up to this morning, and you've met the family since this happened. It must be utterly devastating for them.
Indeed. You know, words are not adequate to express how I feel today. While I wasn't called to the site of the accident, upon hearing it, I went straight over to Auchnagavin Hospital, and the scene in A&F is something that I think I'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, you say that despite all of your years of experience, it never gets any easier, does it?
It doesn't indeed. At this stage, I can't go into any detail about the names until the relations have been contacted and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But in the community, there's a shock and a disbelief. Now, one can only imagine what the family are going through, and I witnessed the pain in the hospital last night. You see, pain is no stranger to the people of Inishowen, as there's been so many tragic deaths. I remember being present in Pontcranna when there was a series of multiple deaths there between 2005 and 2008. And once again, tragedy has struck our people. And I'm quite sure it revives many painful memories for many people in Inishowen, as indeed it does for me, Claire.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the thing, isn't it? When you hear something like this and you've gone through it yourself or your family has, it reopens those wounds.
It does indeed, Claire, it does indeed. And, you know, we can visualise how they must really feel at this time, and indeed how the wider community feel, and indeed how people have suffered tragedies in the past, as have been so many in Inishowen. I can't find words to express how people will feel today and how I personally feel too, having been involved in some of them in the past.
But you know, despite all of that and how difficult it is, I know you'll hope that the community will rally together now to support this family.
Oh, they will, of course, you know, but nonetheless, you know, we have one little child dead, as you know, and the other two are have gone to Belfast, to the Royal. And as I say, we can't go into details yet about it there because, you know what I mean, of course, all the details haven't already come out, you know.
My thanks to Father Con McLaughlin, who is the parish priest in Carndonagh. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.